This again is Yorgos Hatton, continuing with the subject regarding the cosmic cloud, or photon belt, as we have been discussing it. This is April 25th in your year 1992. I have been discussing on tape one relationships with Pleiades, orbiting cycles, etc. I believe that you need a little bit of summary, because when you get into this electromagnetic null zone, which you're going to really begin to feel the impact of very soon, and by your next year in your counting, 1993, because of the reaction of the particulate and its electrical charges, you're going to have even more radioactive material released, still bearing its radioactivity, falling back toward your Earth, seeking its own density. All of these things are shocking, but all of these things we have discussed at great length, more particularly in the Pleiades Connections volumes, because this was an outlay of how factually and physically sequences emerge in your experience. Always remembering, please, that anything to do with the physical manifestation of the human entity, this thought projection from God in manifestation, is not spiritual as such. It is an illusion of experience in a format of coalesced material and elements which make up your very beings. I would caution you, as we move along here with this discussion, not to assume, as some ones project, that this is the transition, or somehow magically you would move into a fourth or higher, into a fifth dimension. When you speak of dimensional changes, you cannot put finite levels on them. You are living and experiencing in what is called a third dimensional or second dimensional compression. There are typical factors involved in this manifestation. You have the five senses with which to deal. The physical aspect is totally encompassing of your being and your thought, your consciousness. You are not able to comprehend a timelessness or a spacelessness. And if you do not study your lessons, you shall not be able to understand it, because there is a perfectly logical physics response to the question of what do we mean that everything is happening at once. Because in your dimension, everything happens according to time. In the outer dimension, everything occurs according to sequence of events. Therefore, it is highly unwise for ones to give a specific date to some happening, because all factors can impact that date and cause it to not be accurate. Usually, ones projecting a date only give the adversary advantage. Sometimes that is exactly what is planned so that other ones receiving that information can say, well, nothing you said has come to be. And energy plays go into effect to affect and effect the coming events, to either stall them, speed them up, or, depending on its purpose, pull them off at the right time, depending on what is wished to be accomplished. And these things can be done on the physical plane. The physical plane cannot affect, however, the spiritual plane, except as man descends into that allowance. You have to agree to be had, in other words. You cannot be made a fool of by another. Only you can allow that to happen to you, as a for instance. We're going to talk a little bit about the null zone. This is an electromagnetic zone where there is an energy vacuum and there is an absence of electromagnetic fields. Everything is canceling everything. Your solar system, whether you can accept this or not, you will at some point know that this is true. You are a part of the larger Pleiadian or Pleiades solar system. And this solar system is just about to enter a cosmic cloud, which, as I have said, is recognized by the label of photon belt or monastic ring. And it's a part of your Earth Shands, Earth, if you wish. It's a part of a 24,000-year cycle of events. And this event has occurred on a regular basis ever since the creation. Every time you come around in this spiral, in this circle, you're going to hit it. All of this revolves around solar systems. Solar systems out from solar systems, all revolving around Alcyone, which is the heart sun, central sun of Pleiades. And you're maybe, oh, let us say, seventh solar system out from that sun. So a lot of changes have to take place regarding your ability to live closer to that great central sun. I cannot be more specific than to say that this photon belt through which you will pass generally is in a duration, because it will vary somewhat, expand and contract, as all things in the universe do expand and contract. But you can, rule of thumb, say that this photon belt passage represents some 2,000 years of your timing in your Earth solar system. Now, the null zone influence, where you have this energy vacuum, and this is very important because it will affect you greatly during this relatively short period of time. But as you make those changes, it's going to be exactly like a spacecraft in front of your car interfering with all electromagnetic pulses and killing your motor. You're going to go into nullville. The major influence will be of about 120 hours, some 4 to 5 days in duration. You're going to have some signs and indications of its approach. You're already getting some of them. You're going to, number one, have some very strange lighting, strange colors in the sky, and a perception actually of less light, even though it be midsummer in your time zone. It will seem a little less lighted to you. In other words, you're going to have a gradual darkening of the planet itself. You're going to note that some of the animals, most of you will not notice it, but you're going to have early hibernations, and some animals even moving into hibernation in the early fall, if it comes into the fall, you see. Right now, you have already experienced that, wherein many of the animals have just gone into longer hibernation. In most of, well, in all of the United States, you have just experienced the warmest summer since you, the warmest winter since you have been keeping records. This is one of the signs of approaching this belt. You're going to pick up more what you, some of you are going to think is tinnitus. And you ones who experience what we call those woodpecker pulses are going to recognize the difference. Also, ones such as Dorma who pick up the very shrill or very high-pitched frequency of our transmission will recognize this as just from time to time you will simply be conscious of this humming sound that seems to come from all around you and has no source of transmission that you can find. And along with that, you're going to have more and more experience with unidentified flying objects that are not from your place, because you have surveillance crews watching over you. Don't let that concern you, because most of what you are experiencing now in your skies are earth-made, earth-manned craft set forth for you to experience under the assumption that they are alien craft. They are not. Right now, in these few years, right at this time, you're in what is known as a space-time overlap, and you're getting increasing cosmic bombardment of the polar regions, which is, in fact, causing melting of the polar ice caps. This is also releasing some built-up, what you would call in an engine, torque. Or torque is also something, the pressure built up in an earthquake fault, for instance. This is manifesting itself as volcanic and earthquake action along Earth's crust fault lines. But the little quakes or the specific quakes that you might be experiencing right now are man-made, man-triggered for their own purposes. You just experienced one in the Palm Springs or Palm Desert area of California. And that was man-made. The hope was that it would trigger the San Andreas Fault. And a lot of hoopla came out with that earthquake, that within the next few hours you would probably have the big one, and everybody went helter-skelter running hither and yon, unprepared as usual. And each hour that passed, they said, you get safer and safer, so everybody immediately goes back to sleep. Those are intentional. I would ask that my ones pay close attention to those and act accordingly. That particular quake in that particular location can give you incredible information regarding one of the projects you're working on, regarding the growing of chlorella. So let us take every opportunity in what the adversary does to allow for whatever lessons or insight you can gain from that information. I better explain a little bit about what a space-time overlap is. It's when electromagnetic, magnetohydrodynamic changes begin to take place prior, just before entering this null zone. And this moves, we can call it life zone, a life zone of gravitational compression into a larger graviton spectrum. Now, you're going to have to understand and go back and read what I have given you on gravity to truly understand this. It will let your mind adapt more easily to a new frequency, this new type of light coming in, and it's going to allow you a much lighter compression so that you can come into knowing and more understanding much more easily. Ones want to pin it down and say that's the fifth dimension. You're all going to move into the fifth dimension. No, you will not all move into the fifth dimension. Many of you will simply experience some most incredibly terrifying times, wondering what in the world is happening. But the whole of you and the whole of your planet will not be moving into any fifth dimensional level of experience. The final process of the space-time overlap will be an interfacing of two evolutionary structures. This is a touching or an integration in some experiences between this third and fourth dimension of experience and an experience of the fifth. This, because of the expansion and compression of this photon belt, if you will, it's very hard to predict with any accuracy, especially with instruments on your place, which will enter this band or this photon cell first, the planet or your sun. And therefore, you're going to have to be prepared for each and both, because there will be a relatively short but very, very important impacting time during those anywhere from 3 to 5 days that it takes to adjust. Now, if the sun enters first, there'll be immediate darkness. This is going to last about 120 hours, and then it will move into continuous light, because you will be refocusing magnetically, and this pulls you more into the orbiting system of Pleiades, where you're going to have at least two suns. And we're not talking necessarily of the larger central sun, other than that at any given time for a long period of time you will be experiencing a form of light or sunlight throughout your 24 hours. You won't be having darkness because of the balance of the rays from either direction. If the Earth enters first, you're going to have the phenomenon occur, which basically is more dreadful to us, because you will act probably in panic. In the dark, you may act in panic, but there's very little you can do other than run into things. If the light comes and you're unprepared for this type of light, you're going to be damaged, seriously damaged. Now, you are experiencing what they call ozone holes and extra ultraviolet rays. No, you are experiencing the coming into this photon bed. And you're going to have to consider this to be X-rays, or, yes, X-rays is the best way to put it, invisible penetrating rays of light. And this can be extremely damaging. Now, your scientists, your higher elite controllers know about this. There has been great discussion and great attempts made to ignite that radioactive belt about your planet, which will then burn for approximately 3 days, and then these photons can be drained off. But in this period of time, it is going to be intensely hard on the eyes. And if that is ignited, it is going to cause massive blindness, completely encircling your globe. At any rate, the sky will appear to be on fire. But you will know that you have made it past that point, at least in security and safety, and with adequate protection, you will be fine. Because this is a cold light. In other words, you will not get burned as in a heat burn, but it will be a penetrating type of light, and your bodies are not prepared for that type of light. So you're going to have to begin to consider a protection. The interaction between the solar radiation and the photon belt will make the sky look as if it is full of falling stars. And all the molecules will become excited, and atomic structures will change, and all things will become luminescent. You will all glow in the dark, so to speak. Then there will be constant light following this period of darkness. But you're not going to have day and night rotations, which you take for granted, for that entire next cycle. Now, you're entering the very outlying lip of the null zone. And you entered that some years back. But the effects really began to get serious in your 1991, early in the year. You are literally being moved, shifted into a different location in the galaxy. And it's a location where you will, as I said, get light from two suns. Now, ones want to call this the ascension of a planet. No, it isn't the ascension of a planet. It is a place created for the inhabitants who make the transition. And this will probably take place during the period of the null zone, when everyone is responding to the correct vibration frequency, so that it is easier for us to get you off your planet and replaced onto the new and the more beautifully created place, where you will have more balance and harmony to continue. That is not necessarily the fifth dimension. You don't go from a mental mindset of third dimension automatically into a fifth dimension. it just doesn't work that way. The ones on a higher level of understanding and knowing will probably go at least to the fifth dimension. But you will set up a society in truth in that dimension and continue with manifested experience, but without the evil counterpart to pull you down. This is where you will come into knowing and higher, greater knowledge of your worthiness as a creation of Creator. Now, lots of you have been told, and especially if you have been exposed to the keys of Enoch, which someone's considered to be a very valid Bible, Holy Bible, prophecies, how it will be. Well, I'm not going to get into prophecies or how it will be, because you see, the traditions of the oral traditions of the ancients of wisdom and the wisdom keepers have handed forth all of this information. So it's hard to tell what one has brought with him into this experience, or what has been handed down historically. And it really doesn't matter, because you are now being given instructions so that you can count your timing, and information is being opened up to you, and genetic files, for instance, are being returned to your planet for your discovering again, so that you can make this transition and begin to heal the damaged planet and the damaged physical beings. There's great thought that your whole solar system will be picked up and reseated in a different vibratory dimension in the galaxy. Your whole solar system will come into closer proximity to Pleiades, and you will be rearranged somewhat, but reseated, it is not quite like that. So don't get carried away if one say, oh well, they're going to now reseed every planet and upgrade civilizations, etc. That is not so. That is not going to happen. So what do we have? The solar system will actually be projected off the lip or off the edge of the know into that different operating system, that different frequency, harmonic frequency, tone. And you're not going to need these dense physical bodies that you have. Does that mean you have to get rid of your body? Many will, because you're not going to be prepared to make that transition. However, what will happen will be a further lightening weight-wise, a light-like density, vaporous density almost, which then can be compared to a fifth dimensional being. I believe, I'm searching my memory banks, but I believe if you would refer to the book of Revelations somewhere in the early chapters, maybe chapter 6, you'll find that it says there will be no sun, moon, or stars. Well, precious ones, there's not going to be any electricity. The batteries will simply not work. That means cars will not run. And after a day or so, you won't have any water. You won't have any gasoline. You're going to be pretty hard up. So you better be a little bit prepared. It's going to be as bad or worse than in an earthquake, because everything will just simply be shut down, and auxiliary power is not going to fill the need, fill that void. electric power generation systems on your planet utilize Earth's magnetic grid to function, and therefore no grid, no electric power. Please. This again is Yorgos Hatton, continuing with the subject regarding the cosmic cloud, or photon belt, as we have been discussing it. This is April 25th in your year 1992. I have been discussing on tape one relationships with Pleiades, orbiting cycles, etc. I believe that you need a little bit of summary, because when you get into this electromagnetic null zone, which you're going to really begin to feel the impact of very soon, and by your next year in your counting 1993, because of the reaction of the particulate and its electrical charges, you're going to have even more radioactive material released, still bearing its radioactivity, falling back toward your Earth, seeking its own density. All of these things are shocking, but all of these things we have discussed at great length, more particularly in the Pleiades Connections volumes, because this was an outlay of how factually and physically sequences emerge in your experience. Always remembering, please, that anything to do with the physical manifestation of the human entity, this thought projection from God in manifestation, is not spiritual as such. It is an illusion of experience in a format of coalesced material and elements which make up your very beings. I would caution you, as we move along here with this discussion, not to assume, as someone's project, that this is the transition, or somehow magically you will move into a fourth or higher, into a fifth dimension. When you speak of dimensional changes, you cannot put finite levels on them. You are living and experiencing in what is called a third dimensional or second dimensional compression. There are typical factors involved in this manifestation. You have the five senses with which to deal. The physical aspect is totally encompassing of your being and your thought, your consciousness. You are not able to comprehend a timelessness or a spacelessness. And if you do not study your lessons, you shall not be able to understand it, because there is a perfectly logical physics response to the question of what do we mean that everything is happening at once. Because in your dimension, everything happens according to time. In the outer dimension, everything occurs according to sequence of events. Therefore, it is highly unwise for one to give a specific date to some happening, because all factors can impact that date and cause it to not be accurate. Usually, once projecting a date, only give the adversary advantage. Sometimes that is exactly what is planned, so that other ones receiving that information can say, well, nothing you said has come to be. And energy plays go into effect to affect and effect the coming events to either stall them, speed them up, or depending on its purpose, pull them off at the right time, depending on what is wished to be accomplished. And these things can be done on the physical plane. The physical plane cannot affect, however, the spiritual plane, except as man descends into that allowance. You have to agree to be had, in other words. You cannot be made a fool of by another. Only you can allow that to happen to you, as a for instance. We're going to talk a little bit about the null zone. This is an electromagnetic zone where there is an energy vacuum and there is an absence of electromagnetic fields. Everything is canceling everything. Your solar system, whether you can accept this or not, you will at some point know that this is true. You are a part of the larger Pleiadian or Pleiades solar system. And this solar system is just about to enter a cosmic cloud, which, as I have said, is recognized by the label of photon belt or monastic ring. And it's a part of your Earth Shands, Earth, if you wish. It's a part of a 24,000-year cycle of events. And this event has occurred on a regular basis ever since the creation. Every time you come around in this spiral, in this circle, you're going to hit it. All of this revolves around solar systems. Solar systems out from solar systems, all revolving around Alcyone, which is the heart sun, central sun of Pleiades. And you're maybe, let us say, seventh solar system out from that sun. So a lot of changes have to take place regarding your ability to live closer to that great central sun. I cannot be more specific than to say that this photon belt through which you will pass generally is in a duration, because it will vary somewhat, expand and contract, as all things in the universe do expand and contract. But you can, rule of thumb, say that this photon belt passage represents some 2,000 years of your timing in your Earth solar system. Now, the null zone influence, where you have this energy vacuum, and this is very important because it will affect you greatly during this relatively short period of time. But as you make those changes, it's going to be exactly like a spacecraft in front of your car interfering with all electromagnetic pulses and killing your motor. You're going to go into null The major influence will be of about 120 hours, some 4 to 5 days in duration. You're going to have some signs and indications of its approach. You're already getting some of them. You're going to, number one, have some very strange lighting, strange colors in the sky, and a perception, actually, of less light. Even though it be midsummer in your time zone, it will seem a little less lighted to you. In other words, you're going to have a gradual darkening of the planet itself. You're going to note that some of the animals, most of you will not notice it, but you're going to have early hibernations, and some animals even moving into hibernation in the early fall, if it comes into the fall, you see. Right now, you have already experienced that, wherein many of the animals have just gone into longer hibernation. In most of, well, in all of the United States, you have just experienced the warmest summer since you, the warmest winter since you have been keeping records. This is one of the signs of approaching this belt. You're going to pick up more what you, some of you are going to think is tinnitus. And you ones who experience what we call those woodpecker pulses are going to recognize the difference. Also, ones such as Dorma who pick up the very shrill or very high-pitched frequency of our transmission will recognize this as just from time to time you will simply be conscious of this humming sound that seems to come from all around you and has no source of transmission that you can find. And along with that, you're going to have more and more experience with unidentified flying objects that are not from your place because you have surveillance crews watching over you. Don't let that concern you, because most of what you are experiencing now in your skies are earth-made, earth-manned craft set forth for you to experience under the assumption that they are alien craft. They are not. Right now, in these few years, right at this time, you're in what is known as a space-time overlap. And you're getting increasing cosmic bombardment of the polar regions, which is, in fact, causing melting of the polar ice caps. This is also releasing some built-up, what you would call in an engine, torque, or torque is also something, the pressure built up in an earthquake fault, for instance. This is manifesting itself as volcanic and earthquake action along Earth's crust fault lines. But the little quakes or the specific quakes that you might be experiencing right now are man-made, man-triggered for their own purposes. You just experienced one in the Palm Springs or Palm Desert area of California. And that was man-made. The hope was that it would trigger the San Andreas Fault. And a lot of hoopla came out with that earthquake, that within the next few hours you would probably have the big one, and everybody went helter-skelter running hither and yon, unprepared as usual. And each hour that passed, they said, you get safer and safer, so everybody immediately goes back to sleep. Those are intentional. I would ask that my ones pay close attention to those and act accordingly. that particular quake in that particular location can give you incredible information regarding one of the projects you're working on, regarding the growing of chlorella. So let us take every opportunity in what the adversary does to allow for whatever lessons or insight you can gain from that information. I better explain a little bit about what a space-time overlap is. It's when electromagnetic, magnetohydrodynamic changes begin to take place prior, just before entering this null zone. And this moves, we can call it life zone, a life zone of gravitational compression into a larger graviton spectrum. Now, you're going to have to understand and go back and read what I have given you on gravity to truly understand this. It will let your mind adapt more easily to a new frequency, this new type of light coming in, and it's going to allow you a much lighter compression so that you can come into knowing and more understanding much more easily. Ones want to pin it down and say that's the fifth dimension. You're all going to move into the fifth dimension. No, you will not all move into the fifth dimension. Many of you will simply experience some most incredibly terrifying times, wondering what in the world is happening. But the whole of you and the whole of your planet will not be moving into any fifth dimensional level of experience. The final process of the space-time overlap will be an interfacing of two evolutionary structures. This is a touching or an integration in some experiences between this third and fourth dimension of experience and an experience of the fifth. This, because of the expansion and compression of this photon belt, if you will, it's very hard to predict with any accuracy, especially with instruments on your place, which will enter this band or this photon cell first, the planet or your sun. And therefore, you're going to have to be prepared for each and both, because there will be a relatively short but very, very important impacting time during those anywhere from 3 to 5 days that it takes to adjust. Now, if the sun enters first, there'll be immediate darkness. This is going to last about 120 hours. And then it will move into continuous light, because you will be refocusing magnetically, and this pulls you more into the orbiting system of Pleiades, where you're going to have at least two suns. And we're not talking necessarily of the larger central sun, other than that at any given time for a long period of time you will be experiencing a form of light or sunlight throughout your 24 hours. You won't be having darkness because of the balance of the rays from either direction. if the earth enters first, you're going to have the phenomenon occur, which basically is more dreadful to us, because you will act probably in panic. In the dark, you may act in panic, but there's very little you can do other than run into things. If the light comes and you're unprepared for this type of light, you're going to be damaged, seriously damaged. Now, you are experiencing what they call ozone holes and extra ultraviolet rays. No, you are experiencing the coming into this photon belt. And you're going to have to consider this to be X-rays, or, yes, X-rays is the best way to put it, invisible penetrating rays of light. And this can be extremely damaging. Now, your scientist, your higher elite controllers know about this. There has been great discussion and great attempts made to ignite that radioactive belt about your planet, which will then burn for approximately 3 days, and then these photons can be drained off. But in this period of time, it is going to be intensely hard on the eyes. And if that is ignited, it is going to cause massive blindness, completely encircling your globe. At any rate, the sky will appear to be on fire. But you will know that you have made it past that point, at least in security and safety, and with adequate protection, you will be fine. Because this is a cold light. In other words, you will not get burned as in a heat burn, but it will be a penetrating type of light, and your bodies are not prepared for that type of light. So you're going to have to begin to consider a protection. The interaction between the solar radiation and the photon belt will make the sky look as if it is full of falling stars. And all the molecules will become excited, and atomic structures will change, and all things will become luminescent. You will all glow in the dark, so to speak. Then there will be constant light following this period of darkness. But you're not going to have day and night rotations, which you take for granted, for that entire next cycle. Now, you're entering the very outlying lip of the null zone. And you entered that some years back. But the effects really began to get serious in your 1991, early in the year. You are literally being moved, shifted into a different location in the galaxy. And it's a location where you will, as I said, get light from two suns. Now, ones want to call this the ascension of a planet. No, it isn't the ascension of a planet. It is a place created for the inhabitants who make the transition. And this will probably take place during the period of the null zone, when everyone is responding to the correct vibration frequency, so that it is easier for us to get you off your planet and replaced onto the new and the more beautifully created place where you will have more balance and harmony to continue. That is not necessarily the fifth dimension. You don't go from a mental mindset of third dimension automatically into a fifth dimension. It just doesn't work that way. The ones on a higher level of understanding and knowing will probably go at least to the fifth dimension. But you will set up a society in truth in that dimension and continue with manifested experience, but without the evil counterpart to pull you down. This is where you will come into knowing and higher, greater knowledge of your worthiness as a creation of Creator. Now, a lot of you have been told, and especially if you have been exposed to the keys of Enoch, which some ones consider to be a very valid Bible, Holy Bible, prophecies, how it will be. Well, I'm not going to get into prophecies or how it will be, because you see, the traditions of the oral traditions of the ancients of wisdom and the wisdom keepers have handed forth all of this information. So it's hard to tell what one has brought with him into this experience, or what has been handed down historically. And it really doesn't matter, because you are now being given instructions so that you can count your timing, and information is being opened up to you, and genetic files, for instance, are being returned to your planet for your discovering again, so that you can make this transition and begin to heal the damaged planet and the damaged physical beings. There's great thought that your whole solar system will be picked up and reseated in a different vibratory dimension in the galaxy. Your whole solar system will come into closer proximity to Pleiades, and you will be rearranged somewhat, but receded, it is not quite like that. So don't get carried away if one say, oh well, they're going to now recede every planet and upgrade civilizations, etc. That is not so. That is not going to happen. So what do we have? The solar system will actually be projected off the lip or off the edge of the null into that different operating system, that different frequency, harmonic frequency, tone. And you're not going to need these dense physical bodies that you have. Does that mean you have to get rid of your body? Many will, because you're not going to be prepared to make that transition. However, what will happen will be a further lightening, weight-wise, a light-like density, vaporous density almost, which then can be compared to a fifth-dimensional being. I believe, I'm searching my memory banks, but I believe, if you would refer to the book of Revelations, somewhere in the early chapters, maybe chapter 6, you'll find that it says there will be no sun, moon, or stars. Well, precious ones, there's not going to be any electricity. The batteries will simply not work. That means cars will not run. And after a day or so, you won't have any water. You won't have any gasoline. you're going to be pretty hard up. So you better be a little bit prepared. It's going to be as bad or worse than in an earthquake, because everything will just simply be shut down, and auxiliary power is not going to fill that void. Electric power generation systems on your planet utilize Earth's magnetic grid to function, and therefore no grid, no electric power. Please.